Since OxyContin came on the market, more than 200,000 Americans have died of overdoses related to prescription opioids. As reports of overdoses grew, Richard Sackler urged the company to blame the patients. "We have to hammer on abusers in every way possible," he wrote in a 2001 email disclosed in documents filed in the Massachusetts case. "They are the culprits and the problem. They are reckless criminals." That year, after a federal prosecutor highlighted 59 OxyContin-related deaths in one state, Mr. Sackler wrote, "This is not too bad. It could have been far worse." The same year, Purdue lawyers negotiated the federal guilty plea. The Sacklers quietly formed a new company to sell generic opioids called Rhodes, according to the New York lawsuit. Rhodes was set up as a landing pad for the Sackler family in 2007 to prepare for the possibility that they would need to start afresh following the crisis, then engulfing OxyContin. The suit quotes a former senior manager at Purdue as saying, "The Sacklers were intimately involved in overseeing and approving Rhodes' activities, court records show. They saw the agendas for board of directors meetings and the financial statements. In the years that followed, Teresa, Kathy, and Jonathan Sackler would serve on Rhodes Governance Committee, according to the New York lawsuit, while Kathy, Jonathan, Mortimer, and David served on its Business Development Committee. The business operations of Rhodes, based in Rhode Island, and Purdue, based in Connecticut, were closely enmeshed. Rhodes relied on Purdue to oversee its compliance with government regulations, ensuring the quality and safety of its products," the New York lawsuit says, "providing, for example, statistics and data to Rhodes Compliance Committee for review."